views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello. Welcome to the show. I've really been looking forward to this particular episode today. Much needed. I feel that it's always needed, actually, but we are definitely going to have a transformative healing show today. What I want to talk about today is the transformation of we the people. Not just we, the people of our little group, our little belief system, our nation. What is we, the people of this world, mean? If we are all going through a huge transformation, we are all doing that together as well as individually. And the way to be a part of the healing of this world is to truly go into a place where you are within, from your heart, healing with that open heart filled with love. So when I say the world, it actually brings us back to the individual as well. They go hand in hand. It's all connected. It's not about projecting it outside of yourself as much as it is coming within yourself and seeing what you can do to be a contributor of a great movement that is sweeping across. It really is. Absolutely, there has been a lot going on out there. We're seeing a lot of things really kicking up. It's causing some fright with people. And some of the things we're experiencing out there, whether you are experiencing horrible things that are happening personally, or you know someone, you may be grieving a loss, or you're absorbing this, we are going to be feeling it together. And together we can also help support one another and bring another energy in to replace that darker energy. And that's what I want to do and give out to you today. And what I have spent time this morning doing is exactly that. I have been in a place of making sure that I'm coming from a place from my heart. So I spent a couple of hours this morning opening and filling my heart in a meditation. We are going to do a meditation later in the show today. And we also will have the lines open for calls, because we have to go to a place within ourselves to align for this global healing. We do have to take individuals and we have to listen to where they may feel that they're stuck. There is a place within your heart that holds the positive and the not so positive. We know what the not so positive is. That seems to be a given. That's constantly a reminder to us. What I want to put out there is a reminder of all the other wonderful things that are part of who you are as well. And bring a focus to that, to put out an energy that is going to be a comfort to those suffering or going through something or feeling very frightened, but also to help you too, and for you to grow on your own journey as much as being part of the group or the connection and how you're feeling it. So that's why I chose the transformation of we the people, because we together, we can make a difference and we can change and bring a healing to the world. We can. I will never believe that's not impossible. It is absolutely possible. And it's not even just about hope. I'm all about hope. There is always hope. There's always a solution. There's always another choice. But there's always a solution, not just the hope. There are solutions. So let's do this together today. Let's bring healing to the world in a place, in a much needed time. There's a lot of reactions going on out there to lots of different things. We're not going to focus on all those individual things here in the show. They're all painful. They're all negative. They're all toxic in some way to somebody out there in some way. But what we want to do is we want to shine light there. We want to shine light to dark areas, to things that are painful, to things that are hurting us within ourselves, to things that may be hurting someone we know and love, and we're so concerned for them. In order to help them, we have to fill ourselves so it projects out from us. So we're working a lot with the heart today, the chakra of the heart, because the heart feels these emotions, it feels these reactions, it feels responses, and it holds these things that we may have been trained or programmed. Maybe it even came from a past life, old karma. There's all kinds of things that are held deep within it, within our hearts, and we close those parts of our heart off if we don't like that part of ourselves. Maybe we don't like anything about ourselves. We have to open up and we have to embrace and accept that side so it can heal, so it can be brought into the fold. Lots of things like that. Now, if you want to call in, we are going to be doing intuitive readings, messages with angels to help you so you can partake in this amazing global healing that I want with intention to do today. Very much in my heart to do this. My heart feels bigger than life itself right now. I feel it for the joy for my own self, but I also just want to share that in such a way. The number, if you want to call in, is 1-800-930-2819. Again, the number, 1-800-930-2819. We are taking calls. You may just have a question. Maybe you don't want to read. Maybe you just have a question about this. Or how can you get past something that you feel very stuck or blocked in? How can you move through that? You know, in the intro to my show, it always says, you know, moving through those blocks where you feel stuck with your positive energy. It's not just about thinking positive. It's about believing in those positive thoughts as well and really taking them as your anchor, taking them deep and opening up your heart to allow them to process through and really be a part of who you are. They already are within you. It's really just connecting to it and waking it up and kind of letting it out of the locked closet, so to speak. Everybody has it. It may not seem like it. I know it may not, because they have a lot of other forces that they've allowed and chose to be in charge. When this is part of you, there is nothing to fear. There really isn't. Fear is an energy just like a positive energy is. So which one would you prefer to have? That's the way I look at it. It really puts it in perspective to me. Well, I can be afraid of it, or I can embrace this and fill myself with this type of energy and bring a completely different perspective to the table. And I also feel much more empowered, have enough energy to deal with situations or challenges that may come up. This is what I want to help you with today. We all have them. Everybody has it. Everybody has something going on. We also have great things that are going on. We have great things to be in joy about. How many of you are feeling guilt because your life is going great and then you see all these other things happening in the world and that really affects you? That's what I'm talking about. This is what we're going to be doing today during the show, the transformation of we, the people of this world. I'm Dr. Jen, and you're listening to The Jen Royster Show. When we come back from the break, we'll start taking some callers. It looks like we've got somebody in the queue there, so hang on. We will be right back.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and she's always gone too long anytime.
Hi, this is Victoria Cohen, psychotherapist and soul coach here in Seattle. I'm giving a workshop called Thank Goodness for Gratitude at East West Bookshop, September 21st from 1 to 4. Gratitude works its magic as an antidote to challenging emotions, offering us an uplifting alternative to fear, anger, resentment, envy, regret, and depression.
Call to register for the event at 206-523-3726 or online at eastwestbookshop.com. Heliosophy, sun wisdom for the crystal age. Learn how humanity can align with a solar stream of wisdom coming from the central sun and assist our gradual awakening. Discover how you can accelerate the dawning of a new solar worldview. Get a wider paradigm and prepare yourself for new levels of your own awakening. At MERU University, 2 days online, August 31st and September 7th. Heliosophy, sun wisdom for the crystal age. Register at meruuniversity.org.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. I am super excited about the Women of Wisdom Fall Harvest Festival coming in October. For those of you out there, if you're a healer, vendor, reader, or earth-friendly educational group seeking to participate in this fall event, well, you get to reserve your space now. Apply by September 15th for the Women of Wisdom Fall Harvest Festival. To participate in this event, email wow@womenofwisdom.org. All right, everybody. We'll see you there.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start winning the game of life with the unique, incomparable Lynn Brown. Lynn takes everyday aspects of life and infuses them with the magic of soul and passion to help others. She wants to help you next. Lynn offers a myriad of spiritual healing, from chakra clearing, aura healing, to even corporate and business readings. Bring your game face and visit letter R, letter U, Intuit.com or call 844 letter B, Intuit.
Walking down this rocky road, wondering where my life is leading, rolling on to the bitter.
And we are back. I'm Dr. Jen. If you are just tuning in, you're listening to The Jen Royster Show, and today we are all about the transformation of we, the people of this world, and sending out healing to every individual out there, which in turn we will do together and send out to the world. And we do have a caller. We are taking callers, by the way. If you want to call in and get into a queue, we're taking calls for intuitive readings, angel guidance, so you can become part of this world healing. If there's something you feel stuck in. And we do have a caller on the line. The number, by the way, is 1-800-930-2819 if you want to call in. 1-800-930-2819. And let's bring Julie from Minnesota on. Hello, Julie. You're on the air.
Hi, Dr. Jen.
Hello. Welcome to the show. And do you have a question, or what can we do for you today?
Yes, I need to connect to a spirit or angels for help with healing and guidance for a home situation with my daughter, who is hurting deeply over a relationship, and it's caused quite a problem in home.
Okay. She's grieving?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. This is definitely emotional and of the heart. So the emotional energy field is feeling a bit of a hit for her. And it's feeling very overwhelmed. Is that correct?
Correct.
Correct. Okay. And this is affecting the whole household. So the whole household is feeling a bit of what she's going through. Is that what you, I want to make sure I understood that correctly.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay. Is it okay if I ask how old she is?
She's 23. Yeah. She just turned 23 and graduated from college and just starting her career.
Okay. So she's okay. The reason I ask is I just wanted to know if it felt young. So it's not, it's just a few years after coming out of, okay, I got you. So it's still young. Here's the thing. If you have given so much of your heart to all of your energy to a relationship and then it didn't come back in balance, then when that goes away, it can feel like, whoa, what just happened to half of me? I feel like half of me is missing. Half of my soul has gone somewhere else. That's what it feels like when I'm tapping in to this whole dynamic of the household. What the best angel for this situation is a couple of angels. It's the two that are really two of my favorites to work with. But Archangel Raphael is a healing angel that can bring the healing. But her energetic boundaries feel a bit just blown open. Let me put it that way, because there was so much trust and love put into something that ended up turning upside down for her. So now she's like, what just happened? What just happened? So boundaries need to be put up a little bit. She needs to feel safe and a little more shielded. This is something the family can do together, to help her feel safe. That would be the intention of the prayer, absolutely, for her. And also, Michael, Archangel Michael, is definitely the protection angel. And that is the one when you feel like you've gone through something like that, like a personal explosion like this for your energy. And then the feelings and the emotional field is just so in a bit of healing and shattered right now. This grief, it does pass. It does pass. And these are things that would reassure her heart to know that this hurts so much right now, but it will pass and it will heal. For everyone else that's feeling this, they're feeling a lot of compassion. I can feel you are just, it's just that your heart hurts because you're seeing her go through this pain. Is that obviously you would be, right?
Yes.
Are you okay?
Yep.
It's okay. You take deep breaths. Yep. And we are going to hold her up in love today during the meditation as well. And I want to put that out there for everyone. If there are people that you want to hold up in love, and we can never force anybody because they have self-will, but we can certainly put out some love and put that hope and that possibility out there and that comfort and that safetiness that we put out there. And then we bring in a lot of, and what I feel like a lot of strong pink, the color pink. Pink is a color of love, and it can really be a joy and a happiness color as well. Pink is a very good energy for her. So whenever you're thinking of her or even sharing this with her, when she's ready to listen to it and when she's ready to start to do it herself, I feel that she has to get to that place where she will want to. I feel a little bit of resistance, like because of the emotions where they are right now. So a lot of angels is what I'm intentioning for her, and bringing in Michael to just cut these toxic thoughts away, cut the toxicity of the pain, to a place where she can see a clearer perspective, and then bringing in the healing energy through Raphael and divine love, just love with the energy thinking pink can be so amazing and comforting in a time like this. I'm not going to deny that she's hurting deep inside, and then that's hurting everybody that loves her. For you, you're feeling the compassion pulling because you love her and you don't want to see her hurt. So we also need to send that to you as well, Julie, and to everyone else in the home that's feeling this coming off of her energy field. Because if everybody in the home is allowing themselves to go into a place to receive love and to receive that comfort and that safe feeling that we will all get through this together, nobody's alone, then it's going to help her. It's going to help everyone, because you all need energy and you all need to shield up those boundaries just a bit, because it is her journey, yes, but it's also someone you love and you're watching her go through this, but you also want to have your boundary up so it doesn't pull you down so much and drain you, because we can't help somebody else if we're completely drained. You know that as a mom, right?
Yes.
Yeah. It's so I just gave you a lot. So you might want to go get the archive of this. When I do these and it's just flowing, I just go with it because it's coming from, you know, from the messages that are coming in. What I'm seeing right now is really touching my heart, and I'm really trying not to well up and break into tears myself. Because Archangel Michael is, okay, you're just going to have to deal with me tearing up a little bit. That's just all there is to it. Wow, this is beautiful. And I would say share this with her. Share her and let her know this if she's willing to listen to it. We don't want to force anything on her, but I want her to know how much love is coming her way, because it's really coming. What I'm seeing right now is Archangel Michael wrapping his incredibly beautiful wings around her in love and just letting her know she's safe and that she is loved so much, and just letting her cry this thing out. She has to be able to let it all out. We don't want to stuff it down and avoid it, but he is bringing that. And to see this angel just holding her like that is so beautiful. And that is the vision that they are giving me right now. And it's just beautiful. He's also saying, he's also opening one side up, saying the whole family can come in for a group hug, which is really beautiful. So that there is support there. They want you to know they're there. They want you to know that the compassion is coming, and to just keep the vibe going. Whenever you feel like you're getting discouraged or down, or you're feeling like she needs a lift, go to the color pink. For some reason, that color is just really showing itself to me today. Absolutely. Pink, pink, pink. Is that somebody's color, or does she, I hope she likes pink. Does she have?
No, she used to like pink, yeah. Pink?
I mean, it's almost like give her a pink bunny rabbit or something. You know, give her something pink, or just think the color. You don't have to give her anything. She just needs a lot of love. Pink comes through as love a lot. And, you know, when you feel just, whether it's betrayal, hurt, just stabbed, just disappointed, I mean, this can really rip away. What she will eventually come out of this as she grows through her journey is learning that, you know, when we're in relationships, we still are our own individual self, and we're looking for those relationships that allow us to be that, not take all our energy away from us. And those are the tough lessons that we usually all have to learn somehow, some way. I know that I've had plenty of my opportunity to learn that, and everybody will. And she's young, so there's great opportunity for soul growth in this, and keeping that positive spirit up and letting her know that, you know, there are relationships that support you being who you are. And on that note, we're about to go to a break. I want to send a lot of love to you, and I'm giving you an energetic hug right now, Julie, and then share that with the rest of the family and her.
Okay.
And give her
thank
one
very
for
much,
me
Doctor.
As well, because the angels are there. They're definitely there.
Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. And just embrace and allow that love in. Allow it in. Don't let guilt affect you, because everybody else is doing so well while she's going through this. The more love you give her will help her through this. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Thank you again.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. We will talk later. We got to go to break. You are listening to the Jen Royster Show, Dr. Jen, and we are having an amazing show today about the transformation of we, the people of this world. Let's heal together. We'll be right back after the break.
There's a reason for the sunshine sky, and there's a reason why I'm feeling so high. Must be the season when that love light shines all around us.
Hi, this is Victoria Cohen, psychotherapist and soul coach here in Seattle. I'm giving a workshop called Thank Goodness for Gratitude at East West Bookshop, September 21st from 1 to 4. Gratitude works its magic as an antidote to challenging emotions, offering us an uplifting alternative to fear, anger, resentment, envy, regret, and depression.
Call to register for the event at 206-523-3726 or online at eastwestbookshop.com. Heliosophy, sun wisdom for the crystal age. Learn how humanity can align with a solar stream of wisdom coming from the central sun and assist our gradual awakening. Discover how you can accelerate the dawning of a new solar worldview. Get a wider paradigm and prepare yourself for new levels of your own awakening. At MERU University, 2 days online, August 31st and September 7th. Heliosophy, sun wisdom for the crystal age. Register at meruuniversity.org.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. I am super excited about the Women of Wisdom Fall Harvest Festival coming in October. For those of you out there, if you're a healer, vendor, reader, or earth-friendly educational group seeking to participate in this fall event, well, you get to reserve your space now. Apply by September 15th for the Women of Wisdom Fall Harvest Festival. To participate in this event, email wow@womenofwisdom.org. All right, everybody. We'll see you there.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start winning the game of life with the unique, incomparable Lynn Brown. Lynn takes everyday aspects of life and infuses them with the magic of soul and passion to help others. She wants to help you next. Lynn offers a myriad of spiritual healing, from chakra clearing, aura healing, to even corporate and business readings. Bring your game face and visit letter R, letter U, Intuit.com or call 844 letter B, Intuit.
We've already said goodbye. Since you gotta go, oh, you better go now.
Oh, thank you, Brian. That was a gift. Thank you so much
for that.
If you are just tuning in, I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. And boy, we are having quite the emotionally charged show today. But that's what we're doing. We are going to the heart of the matter with the way things are going in the world. We're talking about the transformation of we the people. When we are going through things together, and we want to say thank you to the caller that was just on in the last segment. They are going through a family group situation, and we're sending a lot of healing and support there, and the angels popped right in. It was really amazing. If you want to call in for a read, if there's a situation that you would like some support with, the number is 1-800-930-2819. We are taking calls for intuitive readings, for the energy and for the angel messages that will support you. everything is a free will choice, as we said, and as some of the transitions in life are the natural transitions we go through. We have transitions from childhood. We go into teenage. We go into a young adult. We go through the relationship things that we have to learn the hard way sometimes, which we were just hearing. As we get older, we will relate to a lot more things that we hear out there. We will hear so many things we definitely relate to. Yep, been there, done that kind of a thing. Well, you know, life lessons are what you want to look for when these things are popping up. We can learn in a gentle lesson. We can learn in a positive experience, which would be amazing. Well, that would be great. But most of us coming in here, sometimes we don't quite catch the idea that there is something to learn from what we're going through till it becomes more challenging or till something else pops up. When these things happen, you're looking for, what do I need to learn from this? What is it that I need to learn? What is it that I need to understand? And if you feel that you're just blank, disconnected, or, I mean, how traumatic has this been? Trauma can cause parts of us to shut down, break away, and in metaphysical or shaman terms, they call it, you know, part of the soul breaks off and leaves. In psychology, they're talking about that detachment. These things can come back, but it's part of a survival that we have within us to, I don't want to be here and feel this right now, so part of you leaves, you know. Sometimes this happens in childhood and stays with you. Sometimes this is coming from a different lifetime and you can't figure it out. You just know that there's something that just keeps repeating and repeating. If it's repeating and repeating, it's opportunity to learn from it, make better choices, change it up, go a different direction, or, you know, always looking for that growth. What is that you can learn from it? That's looking for the gift within the challenge. Now, when we go to a bigger group like nation or world, and all these things are going on and everybody's opinions, nobody's getting along. What do we do about that? We're feeling that. A lot of people are actually feeling a little traumatized by some of the things they're seeing. And it's understandably so. It's intense out there right now. And I have experienced that myself. You see it and you're like, oh my goodness. There's something we've got to do. What I'm proposing is that we join together energetically, because I am about the energy, the root cause behind whatever is going on. And when you go from that approach and you're working with your own energy, this is something that has never failed me. The guidance from the angelic realm has never failed me. Even in the dire straits and worst times I've ever had, that is what has saved me. They have pulled me through and kept me going and supported me while I was coming back up and climbing myself back up onto that horse, so to speak. I want to give you that, because when I felt that at one time nothing else was supporting me, hope and encouragement and unlimited love was coming through from the angelic realm, from the divine, from source, from God, whatever your word is for that beautiful divine love energy. I have experienced plenty to know that it's real. So for me, that is the logical way to approach a problem. Sometimes these problems really put on this illusion of there is no way around this problem. There is no other option. There's no this, there's no that. That's not true at all. There is always a solution. And it reminds me of a beautiful phrase, and I'm not quoting this word for word. I don't have it right in front of me, but in the Tao Te Ching, which is so ancient, He talks about the water will always find a way around the obstacle because the water will just flow and trickle around the rocks. That's the way we want to feel that we can do that. That is how you find a new path. That's how opportunities pop up that you would have never seen before. When we go into the meditation for healing the world, I want you to think from within your own heart. We're going to be taking an energetic healing part. We're going to participate that way. We're going to be bringing in and clearing out and lighting up and bringing that energy out to the world through your own heart. So this is going to help you simultaneously sharing it out to everybody. It's a real beautiful experience. It's amazing. I've done it by myself. I've done it with a small group of friends that has been absolutely incredible. And I want to share that with you, the listeners, today. This is about love. This is about something that's more powerful than fear. Fear is you believe the controlling, and it just stops you. Things like that. This is a time where people are really learning how to look past that. There's a lot more awareness out there in the world. We see things going on, but we're not okay with it just staying the way it is. We're not okay without some sort of change, without something else. And then you have your diehards out there that really want to keep it the same way. You know, you're going to see that because there's choices out there people are making individually. And then, you know, we have all these program belief systems that, boy, now that's just a whole nother topic. But when you get down to the energetic root cause of everything, it can cause the most beautiful healing and happiness and joy to flow in. And it can also help people that are trying to get along in a group. It can help heal a broken heart that feels loss. We can allow people that are falling out of our life or they're not in our life anymore, that they can find their love and their happiness. Because, you know, if you feel like you can't be happy unless somebody else is in your life that has gone, that's a cord, an unhealthy cord attachment, and that's draining. That's not helping either one of you. You want to come to a place where everybody can be their own individual and soar to their greatest and highest potential. That's really an incredible thing on a global healing. Because if everyone would, just think about it, if everyone was feeling that way on their own, feeling like they could make their own choices in places that you never felt you could, wouldn't that be an amazing place? It's absolutely my goal to continue to shine light in the absolute darkest, most negative places in the world, negative places of an individual's heart, my own heart. I have those things within my heart that I have to do that too. And it can be quite the experience and journey as you're healing and soaring through things like that. This is bringing the heart back to an open place to allow love to come through, heal you, come back out into the world and light up and allow someone else to feel healing. We're all very familiar with absorbing something else toxic or energetic or negative from somebody. Well, you can also absorb a lot of love too. And that's what I'm talking about. We want to flip that up and we want to feel the opposite side of absorbing something really amazing. So we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to do the meditation. So if you are in a car, realize that you may want to listen to this on the archive later, because we're going to go deep into the heart and we're going to clear it out. And we're going to put a lot of love out there today. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen, and we are talking about the transformation of we, the people of this world. We're going into meditation right after the break. Stay with us.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. I am super excited about the Women of Wisdom Fall Harvest Festival coming in October. For those of you out there, if you're a healer, vendor, reader, or earth-friendly educational group seeking to participate in this fall event, well, you get to reserve your space now. Apply by September 15th for the Women of Wisdom Fall Harvest Festival. To participate in this event, email wow@womenofwisdom.org. All right, everybody, we'll see you there.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
And we are back. If you are just tuning in, you're listening to The Jen Royster Show, and I'm Dr. Jen. Today we've had quite the show. We are, gosh, it's going so fast, but we are going to do a meditation for healing individually and then sending that out into the world, because that's what the world needs right now, is some healing and some good vibes to counter some of the negative stuff, okay? So we don't need to be focusing on so much of the negative. We're not ignoring it. I'm totally aware of it. But I want to do something about it energetically, and that's what I'm all about. So that's what I want you to join me in doing with this meditation. So we're going to be bringing in some healing. We're working with the heart chakra. And if you are in a car, please remember, you may want to listen to this later on the archive when it's available. Okay, now just take a deep breath. Take a nice deep breath in. And I want you to focus as you're going on the in breath, go to your heart. Just focus on your heart, your energetic heart, your emotional heart, your spiritual heart. All the different parts of your heart. You have a physical heart, all of it. Focus on your heart. And as you're focusing on the heart, on the exhale, as you discover places within your heart that don't feel loved, that don't feel accepted, that don't feel healed. They seem dark. They seem frightening. You want to avoid it, things like that. I want you to think on your exhale that you're allowing that part to come up and out, just allowing it up and out. And on the inhale, we're going to bring in, and we're going to use that color pink, because pink is a beautiful color of love and happiness and joy, which is a frequency that is higher, to bring in a light. So we have this beautiful divine love coming in as we feel safe and protected with our angels around, your guardian angels watching over you. You feel safe to breathe in life. Life is safe to bring in. And we're exhaling out the things that feel unsafe, the things that have been an old belief system, have been something that hurt us or betrayed us emotionally, where we feel the pain. And now on this next breath, go in even deeper, deeper into the heart. And I want you to see and visualize that there is this beautiful golden door. It's like a double French door that opens out and swings wide. And I'm using gold on purpose, because we have a lot of hearts of gold out there, and I want you to connect to that part of you, but don't recklessly give it all away and drain yourself down. We're going to go in there and allow it to flourish you as well. So as you're going through these incredible golden doors, on the other side of this is a lighter feeling, a opportunity, an ability to learn and move past a problem area or a block in your life, a time where it didn't hurt so much, and bringing that back in and allowing yourself to connect to that. And as we bring a deep breath in, and as your heart opens and expands, this beautiful pink gold, I feel rainbow actually coming through, green as an energetic healing color coming through. On the outer borders, I feel the blue is a lot of Archangel Michael and your guardian angels protecting you. But then we have this incredible, beautiful white light coming in right through the top of your head, coming right down into your heart chamber, and just expanding so bright and healing and lighting up the darkest places you didn't even know were there. And it's going to keep expanding bigger and bigger and keep growing and filling your entire body. And as it expands, it starts to become bigger than you and larger and filling the room you're in. And now you are completely immersed. It's completely around you, this beautiful, beautiful love and divine light. And keep allowing it to just expand, spreading across your whole entire home, building, office, car, street, block, city. Let it keep going, keep going. Your state, your country. Allow it to go to your enemies. Yep, even them. Allow it to go to all those places in the world that are very disconnected from that incredible feeling of love right now. Let it go there. They need it. They need it. You need it. We're not better than anybody else, but we all need it, and we all need to feel it. So let's send it out there. Let's completely fill this planet with that incredible light of love. And as you do that and you think about it, think about all the wonderful things you have learned from the things you've been through. If you feel that you still have something that's not quite opening up, you may want to consider looking into a past life, looking to see what age did this start, when did this change. You may have had a piece of you just take off. It's time to bring it back. But when you fill your heart with love, it brings the parts of your soul a more inviting and welcoming home to come back to. Think of it that way. This is a beautiful time to love, feel loved, let it flow through you, but always allow yourself to be filled with it first, then send it out, because you'll send out so much more. It'll be so much more for the people receiving. And you know, just think about it. They may not understand that at the beginning. They may not know how to do that. But think of all the times we didn't either until we figured that out. But I invite you to do this. Take 5 minutes in your day. Just 5 minutes. It doesn't even have to be very long. And do this. Just allow love to fill up you. Clear out your darkest spots and love all those parts of you. Allow that love to hit those places of you, and then also to send it out to the world. And on another big, deep breath, I want to say thank you to you, the listeners, for joining me today and for listening to the show. This show is about bringing you a lot of diversity in different ways for healing and inspiration to your life. And thank you for joining me during this one. If you have any feedback or any response you want to send my way, please come over to the website and let me know your thoughts at jenroyster.com, JenRoyster.com. I want to send a lot of love to you. And I will feel this probably the rest of the day. It always stays with me for the longest time, just feeling so connected to you. Next week on the show, we will be talking about a fear, and there is no need for fear when Archangel Michael is near. We will be working with Archangel Michael next week, specifically on, you know, protection and boundaries and fear. So we will see you next week here on the Jen Royster Show. Much love to every one of you. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.
Call the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. I am super excited about the Women of Wisdom Fall Harvest Festival coming in October. For those of you out there, if you're a healer, vendor, reader, or earth-friendly educational group seeking to participate in this fall event, well, you get to reserve your space now. Apply by September 15th for the Women of Wisdom Fall Harvest Festival. To participate in this event, email wow@womenofwisdom.org. All right, everybody, we'll see you there.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start winning the game of life with the unique, incomparable Lynn Brown. Lynn takes everyday aspects of life and infuses them with the magic of soul and passion to help others. She wants to help you next. Lynn offers a myriad of spiritual healing, from chakra clearing, aura healing, to even corporate and business readings. Bring your game face and visit letter R, letter U, Intuit.com or call 844 letter B, Intuit.
Hi, this is Victoria Cohen, psychotherapist and soul coach here in Seattle. I'm giving a workshop called Thank Goodness for Gratitude at East West Bookshop, September 21st from 1 to 4. Gratitude works its magic as an antidote to challenging emotions, offering us an uplifting alternative to fear, anger, resentment, envy, regret, and depression.
Call to register for the event at 206-523-3726 or online at eastwestbookshop.com.